They're on strike because you're using all of the power to power this giant screen to play Super Smash Bros. Ultimate that came out recently. And I understand that you're excited.
Yeah.
No, but like 15 people have died this morning from lack of power.
Yeah, whatever, just send out the contract.
We've got like a bunch of people on emergency life support for various reasons, and they're running on emergency
support. I feel
series.
That. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing you just said.
Don't feel people on life support.
Oh, dude, I just won the game.
Okay. Owen.
I just won the round, though. I'm going to want a new character now.
Owen, yeah, there's a nursery. Would you please think of the children?
Hey! There it is. We can all go home. That's the best joke in the entire show ever. Fuck. Oh, God. We did it. We got there. We are now free from the curse. Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast in which we ruin your childhood. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Joe Little. I swallowed too much juice.
You fool. You're joining us here on this most auspicious of days. I've been a little bit busy playing Smash Brothers and being still ill. You probably hear it in my voice. So if we take any weird, if any weird audio problems, it's because I've had to cut out a massive coughing fit, like I almost had there trying to say those words. It's going to be an interesting podcast, this one, because I can't really talk. So, Jay, you're up, my man.
What's up? It's me, Jay, Chief Financial Officer and world-class monogamous lover.
I have heard that about you, to be fair.
Sure. World-class in the fact that I am monogamous and I do have sex. Which is pretty world class, apparently.
I am one of those things.
Being
I
faithful to your partners is classy.
Unless you're what's the fucking word?
A dick.
No, polyromantic or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you're poly, that's fine. Go for it. Whatever you know.
Yeah.
Do what's good for you.
I think you can say that about most things nowadays. You can be like, yeah, that's classy, unless.
Unless.
Oh, it's always classy to... No, I'm not going to finish that joke. Never mind.
So, Jay, hello, yes, welcome to our programme. It's the show where we destroy your childhood in various grim ways. Jay, as Chief Financial Officer of our organisation, I have to ask you...
And world-class lover.
And world-class lover and Chief Financial Officer of our organisation. I'm going to tweet Hannah in a bit and ask how good you are in bed, and that's going to be a fun conversation you two get to have later. How did our last product do at market? It was called... I called it Lunchable Predictions, which is a fun name, but it was kind of like clairvoyant Lunchables. So how did those do on the market?
Not remember doing that.
They're Lunchables that when you open them, they were like they gave you like disappointing truths about your life.
Oh yeah, I don't remember.
It's like when you have like a Snapple bottle, you open that up, and instead of having like, oh, the Statue of Liberty is made of 15 million tons of whatever, it's like, oh, your dad and mother are divorcing.
Well, depression rates went really up. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
People did not like hearing truths about themselves. Communities that don't handle hearing truths about themselves very well, like the right wing community, were not very happy.
The anime fan community, which I have thoughts TM currently.
Yes. We have for some reason a surprisingly hot cup of tea. I didn't realise it was hot.
Yeah, somehow. Okay, so fuck it. Now I'm gonna talk about this on the podcast. Fuck it. So it should not be a hot take to maybe censor a gratuitous rape scene. Like, that should not be a hot take. Say, hey, let's censor that because some people might be affected by it. But anime fans are outraged because anime fans are garbage because they want the uncensored version because fuck them. If you think that it's better to have it uncensored rather than to protect the people who may be affected by it, You are a garbage person that lives in a sewer.
Yeah. I don't have anything to add. That was a pretty, that was well put.
Sorry, I have a lot of, I have a lot of thoughts TM currently.
As someone who regularly watches anime, I have to admit, I don't like admitting that I regularly watch anime, because it associates me with people who do regularly watch anime. And I'm sorry, my dudes, we are trash. We're bad people.
Anime is crap. Like, just accept this, and that's what, and then you can love it.
I've never watched, like, a good, I've watched a few good anime shows, but but most shows I watch are good, despite the fact that they're anime. I don't have an analogy for it. There's no analogy for anime.
No, it's just one of these weird sort of things. Anyway, so that's that.
They're just Chinese cartoons that are terrible for your life.
Just bad Chinese cartoons that make you depressed. Fuck. Why can't I have a body pillow with Megatron on it? I want one so bad. Please send one to me. My address is the Alps.
Just fire it. Just throw it out of a plane over the Alps. We'll find it.
We'll figure it out. It'll
or
be
we'll send
somewhere.
Someone to find it. It won't be those people on life support, though, because I just received word that they are dead.
Okay, then, so should we do the show?
Oh, if we must.
We must, for it is our grim mandate that we are locked in until we say the code word. We don't know what the code word is, but once we figure it out, then we'll be finally free from this prison.
Is it dicks?
It is not that, because we said dicks maybe 1,800,000 times on this podcast.
Is it?
No, it's definitely not that. Okay. You'll know it when we say it. Like, you'll definitely know it when we say it, because you'll feel it, you'll feel the freedom.
Do we say it and then it's like in The Matrix where Neo wakes up? And we'll just be like surrounded by like giant robots and we'll be like, oh my god, what?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
We'll wake up and we're surrounded by anime fans. We'll be like, oh no, my nightmare.
Oh no, it's literally it's the nightmare scenario. Put me back in the podcast.
Also, not only are we surrounded by anime fans, we're surrounded by anime fans at Telford Comic Con.
Ah, fuck no, don't which say I've, that. Just say.
Which
just
I've been to.
That. Oh my god, you
I
poor
saw
bastard.
Vic Minerna there.
Vic McDinnerna.
Although I've heard he's kind of a dick.
No, I've heard Vic's really nice. He's really wholesome and pure.
I mean, he hits on underage girls at cons, apparently.
No, okay then. Vic, fuck's sake. That's another one. Fuck you, Vic Mignogna.
Although, I have, I've heard conflicting stories.
Okay.
But, if I hear conflicting stories about that kind of thing, it would put me on edge. If somebody was like, that guy's pretty cool, but I've heard conflicting stories about whether he likes to have sex with children or not, I'd be like, alright, I'm not going to hang out with Tim no more.
Let's just err on the side of caution on that one.
He's probably not a cool dude.
He's probably not a nice gentleman to hang about with, no.
Let's take Tim, put him over there, and go anywhere else.
And take Tim and leave him in the sewer where he belongs.
Just leave him there and be, like, just go.
I was like, should we do the show? Do you want to do one or shall I?
Let's do my one, because I prepared one today. And by prepared
one,
I mean I did what I usually do, which is I see stuff on the internet, and I'm like, I'll mention that. That's my dissertation. I mean, technically it is. That's how lit reviews work.
So, do you want to do your thing then, or do you want to just...
I just closed the Wikipedia article on it, but yes,
fuck
I will.
For sake.
My bit is Maisie Mouse.
Maisie Mouse is a show.
It's a book.
And book. It was a show also, I believe.
It's a picture, but it's a British-American television channel.
Ooh,
based on the book series by Lucy Cousins. It was also narrated by Neil Morrissey, who apparently did Men Behaving Badly and Bob the Builder.
So Maisie was like a children's character from a lot of different books. Each book would focus on a different adventure, so you'd have, like, Maisie goes shopping. Maisie drives the bus, which seems irresponsible for a child. Dr. Maisie, which she definitely didn't earn. Maisie likes driving. Again, definitely don't do that. There's like some normal one, like, oh, you know, Maisie takes a bath.
I like that all this stuff is like Maisie drove a car, Maisie took a bath, and when I was reading the Wikipedia article, I was like, Maisie is four.
Yeah, Maisie's 4 years old. Like, why are we letting a 4 year old drive a bus? Like, maybe don't. Let's maybe not do that because that would be a terrible
idea. What if Maisie?
Idea.
Now we just have her. We keep her as four, but now she's an international terrorist.
Why you gotta do this?
Maisie tries to destabilise the West. It doesn't have to be a terrorist, she could just be an anarchist. Maisie tries to overthrow the British government.
Maisie destroys capitalism. Like,
Maisie destroys any form of government. Communist, capitalist, it does not matter. She wishes for anarchy and will do anything to achieve it.
That's kind of a mouthful. Can we maybe sort of make that more succinct?
Perhaps? Maisie, please know God. And it's written
Maisie,
in blood.
Maisie, no gods, no masters.
Only men. Only mice.
Only mice.
Only a mouse, a panda, teddy bear, a chick, a squirrel, a crocodile, and an elephant.
And a donkey, and a peacock, and an ostrich, and a koala bear.
And a partridge in a pear tree. It's Christmas!
Ah, yes, that was very good.
It was very good, that's the thing. Sorry, I was...
It's very good. It's very good, is the thing. That is so... I do say that a lot, don't I?
Can we get... if we ever do merch...
That's very good, is the thing.
This shirt is very good, is the thing.
This shirt is very good, it's the thing. There we go. That's actually not a bad merch idea. If I can get that mocked up, I might actually put that out somewhere.
I don't know what mine's going to be, but I'm sure it'll be something stupid.
You fucking cunt, probably. Word to that effect.
Or it'll be an IMDb list.
Be the IMDb list for this show. Ooh, that's meta. Fucking hell.
Oh, hey, this show had Brian Greene in it. There's no cast list on this fucking page.
What, for the Maisie show?
Yeah, I can't read it.
Okay, I am
loath. The show went on for 9 years.
Yeah, I'm loath to read out the cast, right? But fucking, I'm going to just look at this. So we got the Maisie TV show. You know, created by Lucy Cousins, that's the author. Developed by Lucy Cousins. Written by some dude. Directed by Lucy Cousins. Presented by Lucy Cousins. Jesus. Fucking.
Starring the Umbilical Brothers.
Yeah.
What?
Lucy Cousins was the executive producer. She was the producer. She was the cinematographer. She edited the show. Lucy Cousins, this is a one-man show. This is a YouTube series that went viral.
Yeah, Lucy Cousins is originally from fucking Newgrounds and got picked up by Adult Swim and then this show.
Like, basically, right? Like, that's sort of like where she's at. She did everything for this program. Jesus.
Elizabeth doesn't...
She's very good.
Lucy doesn't... Hold on, her name is Elizabeth Lucy Cousins.
Yeah, people do stage things. Not stage names, pen names is what I want.
Oh. Elizabeth doesn't fuck around.
My pen name would be... Oh, hang on, this will be a fun joke. This will be a fun joke.
I actually did have a pen name that I was going to use if I ever... Because my original career plan was, like, teacher. Did I realize that children are nightmares? So if I wanted to write, I didn't want to have, like...
Yeah, you don't want to use your...
Yeah, kids come in and be like, hey, sir, I just read your book about a bunch of people getting murdered. I'd be like, yeah, what'd you think? What'd you read it out of?
Fuck.
So my name was going to be Edward Small.
Oh, that's not a bad one, actually.
Yeah, because my middle name's Edward and my last name is Lil. So I thought,
no, that's actually quite good. Yeah. No, your pen name is your first teacher's first name and your favourite Christmas snack.
I don't know, my first teacher's first name.
Mine would be Elizabeth Figgy Pudding, which I think is very good. So I think I need a shirt with that on it, just Elizabeth Figgy
Pudding. See, I don't know what my first teacher that I can remember's name was.
Just make it up. I don't fucking know, Jay. It's a podcast.
She was
for the
Welsh,
internet.
So I guess.
My family.
Her last name was Evans, and she had a fucking... What was it? I don't fucking know. Welsh ass name.
Oh, Elizabeth Figgy Pudding.
Okay, I've just
Welsh
got the. Okay,
name.
So according to Google, I typed in Welsh ass name, so I've got my name. And my favourite Christmas snack is obviously just straight up chocolate. So my name is National Assembly for Wales Straight Up Chocolate.
It's a very good name. I'd see that. I could see that on a book.
But my Wu-Tang name, which is more important, is Visual Criminal with a Z.
How did you find that? Did you just find a generator?
Yeah, just Wu-Tang name generator. That's how Donald Glover got his rap name.
I'm doing that. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just Childish Gambino.
I am now Shrieking Leader. That's me. So there we go.
What would my pen name be?
Oh, this is a fun... This is good content.
Oh, my pen name's Wu-Tang name. That's a horrible sentence. Would be Mad Warrior. That's actually pretty good.
The Mad That's Warrior.
Edward Small. Hi, guys. My name's Ed Small.
Elizabeth Figgy Pudding's Wu-Tang name would be Arrogant Knight, which is very good.
Hold on, I want to do National Assembly for Wales Straight Up Chocolate. So my name would be Sarcastic Contender. I just love it. National Assembly for Wales Straight Up Chocolate. From this day forward, you will also be known as Sarcastic Contender. Sarcastic with K's.
Of course, naturally. Oh. So Maisie then. Yeah. How can we ruin Maisie? Oh no, she's destabilizing governments. Yeah,
she's an anarchist.
That's Maisie. She's gonna destabilize governments and destroy.
And then, like, they all the people have different roles. Like, Panda is good at finding people to do dirty jobs. Tallulah is good at crochet.
Crochet, of course.
Cyril,
you need that in an anarchist group.
You know, he can seduce anyone.
Yeah.
Charlie is a cannibal because he's a crocodile.
Of course.
And Eddie's just a fat guy. There's no other joke.
Maisie feels like she does most of the work in this organization. But
Maisie, Panda, and Tallulah do the most work and crocheting.
Which, you know, you gotta look good when you're taking down.
Just kind of hanging out like in crochet. Society. I don't know what crochet you can do with crochet.
You can make like a flag or like a jumper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can make like a jumper with crochet.
I typed in That's fine.
My friend made a jumper for her baby from crochet.
Oh, babies are gross.
I agree, babies are gross, but...
My friend's having a baby, that's gonna be weird.
Everyone I know is having babies, man. It's fucking ridiculous. Everyone I know is having babies and getting married and shit, and here I am, just, like, sad and depressed, playing fucking Halo 4, and just being generally upset.
Oh my god, probably why you're depressed.
Yeah,
because
I'm playing
Halo 4.
Yeah, good point, well made. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
This one comes to Sarah, but with holiday spirit, at I'm Your Hero on Twitter. Thank you, Sarah. She suggests Koosh Balls. These are apparently balls that are soft enough to feel weird when you toss them from hand to hand, but dense enough to hurt your brother when you throw them at him. So, and they've provided us with a Wikipedia page, which is, you know, that's very good, because as you all know, that's what we need. Oh, okay, so Koosh Balls are like those little balls. We I don't know what we'd call these, but they're like
See,
those little
when
balls.
When you said it, I typed in Koosh Balls.
No, not Dank Koosh Balls. Yeah, okay. K-O-O-S-H. But Koosh Balls are like those, like, balls of like rubber strands. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah. So I don't know what we'd call these. So apparently, if you throw this at someone, it hurts them. So that's very good. We can use that. How can we use that to ruin the
I mean,
the
we can reverse it so that when you throw them, they have a timed release that impales your hand with a 12-foot.
Or
spike.
We could reverse it so that when you throw it at someone, they produce an aphrodisiac effect.
Puss balls.
There it is, we got it. Nice.
We just hand these out and we're like, throw these at people and they'll want to fuck you. That won't come out as weird at all.
This
like,
could
hey,
be
you want that girl who doesn't
untoward.
Like you to fuck you? Throw this weird rubber thing at her.
Maybe not then, because this couldn't be. This definitely wouldn't be used by anything for anything untoward, would it? This wouldn't be terrible and bad. Let's not do that particularly.
Let's not ever produce aphrodisiacs.
Yeah. I like the idea that sort of like the filaments become like, I don't know, very sharp blades. That could be fun.
I mean,
then they're like death balls, and
you could probably engineer a system where like when it throws it like moves with a dynamo that charges a current that like makes the thing stand on end and then it spikes you as you land. That's probably
Ooh.
A way to do that.
Yeah, it's definitely a way to do that. There we go. We did it. We murder people with them. Just big old sword balls. Sword balls. There we go. Now there's a thing. I think. Hey, Mom, I want a sword ball for Christmas. Why? I want to kill Derek with it. I want to take it to school and kill Derek, the bully that's been bullying me about my gay haircut. I want to kill him with a sword ball.
Man, I could use some fucking smart metal glasses. Not smart.
What the
metal
fuck
metal
you on about now? I'm trying to talk about sword balls here.
Have you never heard of memory metal?
Oh yeah, I guess. But I'm trying to talk about sword balls. How does this relate to sword ball?
Well, because it would be the same sort of principle. You would have it so that they'd be, like, bent in a way that they wouldn't be dangerous, but when you throw them, they would generate heat to then extend out to the original shape.
And also, it remembers all the people you've killed. Very good.
Yeah, so also, when you throw it, because it's heated, it's going to be really hot, so it cauterizes the wound.
Oh, that's very good.
So
then
no
you
mass,
can't be condemned.
Apart
so
from
you
the
remember
initial
so,
penetration.
So it remembers all of the sort of terrible deeds that you've done by killing people
yeah,
with the
ball. It's got an AI in it that remembers everything. But I like to imagine as well good. That the AI does not enjoy killing things.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like really upset. It's like, yeah. Oh god, no, not again! But it can't do
anything.
It's the
AI of like Ben from Treasure Planet. It just doesn't want to kill, but it do.
Yeah.
Because it has no autonomy, which is It has no limbs yet. It must move. Yeah. And you throw the sword ball at Derek, the guy who's been bullying you at school, and it impales him. And the teacher comes over and it's like, I didn't do it. My sword ball don't even want to kill people. And then you have plausible deniability. That's how that works, right?
Yeah, apart from you throwing metal, which would have your fingerprints on it, but that's fine. Actually, no, that's another feature of the ball. Because it can heat metal, it burns your fingerprints off.
So you burn off your own fingerprints.
I imagine you'd be out of the camp for a few days because, you know, you'd hurt. You'd also have to burn
a lot.
Your ear and your nipples, but whatever.
So that's sword ball. Do you want to do another one, or...?
I forgot it's Vodka Tuesday, so everyone in town has decided to go insane.
They have Vodka Tuesdays in Aberystwyth.
Yeah.
I thought every day was Vodka Day in Aber.
No, they have, like, deals on Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
For vodka. Oh. Well, there's a specific hierarchy when it comes to university drinking in Aberystwyth. Tuesday is Vodka Tuesday's night. Wednesdays is Sports Society's night, so you don't go out unless you want to die. Thursdays is Quiet Night. Friday is locals and students, and then Saturdays is locals. Basically, local Fridays and Saturdays are local nights.
We're taking you through the keyhole into the Aberystwyth drinking scene.
Into the frontier. No one goes out on a Sunday. Usually that's you go to Spoons and get a breakfast if you're awake.
Oh, Spoons breakfast. Nobody is ever good though. Should we get Spoons? When you're here for Christmas, should we get Spoons and have a breakfast?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, let's do that. I really fancy a Spoons breakfast now.
I can come over and like sleep on your couch and then we can just go to Spoons.
Yeah, sleep on my couch and then we'll go get Spoons. That actually sounds fucking dope. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you know the people in the north don't call Spoons Spoons?
They're not.
No.
They call it.
Sometimes they call it, what do they call it? Weathers? Spoon. Oh, yeah, they call weird. It Weathers, like absolute fucking reprobates. I'm like,
Hannah told me off for the south stealing Greggs from the north yesterday. Oh, I'm Sunday, sorry.
No, fair enough. Yeah, the south and can fuck like, clean off. I hate the south.
And I was like, well, it's South England. We take everything from anyone.
That is true. But the south can go fuck themselves. I hate the south. I told you about the story about the Pret-a-Manger debacle, right?
Maybe.
Did I tell you on the podcast? Basically, I was trying to find coffee in fucking Reading. Couldn't find a coffee shop. Did find three Pret-a-Manger restaurants, however.
Oh yeah, there's one on the Shrewsbury High Street now as well, isn't there?
No, don't remind me, fucking Pret. Fuck.
I went in there and it was so big and like empty and pointless.
It's the home of the pretentious. Like, if you go to Pret and you enjoy the food in Pret, I'm sorry, you went to Eton and you put your dick in a pig's mouth like David Cameron did. I hate to break that to you.
If you go to Pret-a-Manger, you will be the first to die when the revolution comes.
You will, because you are bourgeoisie pigs.
I don't know, telling people who go to Pret-a-Manger that we're going to kill them and make them fuck pigs seems like a good way to end the podcast.
We've only done half the show. We have so much more to do yet.
Oh, yeah, okay. Give me something else, you despicable cunt.
That's me. Have you got one? Do you want me to find one?
Oh, dude, Maisie was my contribution.
Maisie was my one. I got it. I loaded it up and did it.
Dude, I already made the best joke of the podcast.
That is true, you did it right at the start.
I'm coasting on that till at least halfway through next year. That will be my Aaron used to animate joke. I was like, remember when Jay was funny? And I'll point to that episode. And I'll be like, yeah. I'm still coasting off that shit. And like, Jay, we've been doing the podcast for 10 years. I'm like, yeah.
Still coasting off that one joke I made. I've got one here from friend of the show, Eamon Connolly. Thank you, Eamon. He suggests Star Wars : Droids, which was an animated TV program that focused all on everyone's favorite characters from the Star Wars trilogy of movies, C-3PO and R2-D2.
Oh my god, this looks terrible.
The animation is the worst thing. Do you know anything about this, or...?
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Wait, I'm sorry, no. The fucking opening theme was made by Stuart Copeland. This is not real. This is a fake. This is a forgery. What? That was made what? For me, to torment me specifically. Droids is set 4 years after Revenge of the Sith, and 15 years before the events of A New Hope. And basically, C-3PO and R2-D2... go around and fight criminals. And that's it. That's how it do. They team up with different masters. There's different arcs.
Wow.
It got the original voice cast. It got like Anthony Daniels as C-3PO. And fucking all that shit. I think C-3PO was the only returning voice cast. Obviously because R2-D2 speaks like a boop beep.
There was a comic book series as well.
There was a comic book series. Paul Dini wrote shit for this. This is not real. This is a forgery, Eamon. You created this Wikipedia page specifically to destroy me personally. Fuck you. This is not real. This did not happen.
I'm probably going to regret asking this, but who's Paul D?
Paul Dini is, you have to know Paul Dini. He wrote a lot of the really good Batman shit. Yeah, he wrote, I think he worked on the Arkham games as well.
Fair enough. I didn't play those either. I'm not a massive Batman fan.
He's most well known for Batman. Yeah, he worked on the animated series, the Arkham games, and apparently Star Wars droids, which is not, it's not real. It did not happen. Fuck you, Eamon.
Okay, so what if we just remade the show? Just
cool, yeah, let's do it. Let's just fucking remake it. Because, like, this, like, but do it with the same terrible animation.
Yeah. And also, Anthony Daniels voices every character.
All the characters, yeah, but he doesn't change his voice in any way. He doesn't try to disguise his voice. He just keeps it going.
Yeah.
Like, R2-D2, where are you? And then it's like, oh, look, it's Boba Fett. And then Boba Fett says, R2-D2, C-3PO, I am going to destroy you.
And then some other guy comes in and he's like, hello, I am Vague Criminal Number 3. Get ready to get curb stopped, disgusting droid cunts. And then he curb stomps one of them. You're right there.
I'm not all right here at all.
What the fuck?
Jesus. Okay.
What?
I'm just really fucking overwhelmed that this is a thing that exists. Stuart Copeland.
I thought you were mad at me for a curb something.
No. Copeland of the Police, the composer of the Spyro the Dragon soundtrack, and, you know, the drummer from the Police, also wrote the Trouble Again theme tune for Star Wars droids. My mind is broken. I am dead. I am slain. For some reason, Eamon liked this show as a child, to which I say, Eamon, the fuck is wrong with you? We remake it with all the exact same elements intact, and C-3PO does all the voices. There we go, we did it. Jay, let's move on to the fucking where the ads live, because I ain't playing in this space anymore. Fuck this cartoon. Cowing around, crushing the stalks, stomping about. Stamping the crop, knocking the swords. Hello, welcome to the place where the ads live. It's me, your boy. I've calmed down now. We're in the spa at the office. It's very relaxing here.
And I'm very concerned.
Why are you concerned?
Well, it's just that obviously I know when you come into a spa, because I was as an Asian themed spa, mm-hmm. that you know, you're supposed to wear like a towel.
Yeah.
And like then you strip naked when you get into the bath. But I'm concerned because you are wearing a full wool suit.
I am indeed wearing a full wool suit, and I'll tell you why I'm doing that, Jay. It's because this is a new therapy that my doctor prescribed to me. He's calling it the sweating.
You look like you're about to die.
I am probably about to die, but it removes all the vapours and the humours from your body. Because, you know, I'm quite ill. This removes all the vapours and the humours from your body out through your skin, which is natural.
And it looks like your veins are coming.
You know what? I'm going to just take this suit off. We'll just do that. You maybe want to describe one of the our sponsors for the episode while I do that, or?
Yeah, I was going to take his suit off, and I would like to tell you about Schlurp.
You say that. Schlurp. How do you not know? I say it every week. It's a word.
I'm never sure if it's Schlurp or Schlurp.
Who would name a shop Schlurp? That's the most disgusting word in the English language.
If you're gonna name here's a little side note as a chief financial officer. If you're gonna name your sex shop anything, call it Schlurm, because that's probably the sound the dildo's gonna make. If you're wet enough, that was the crudest joke I've ever told him. Actually, no.
It isn't.
Okay. Dildo's going in pussy. Anyway. Put that in the fucking pipe and smoke it. That's the new theme song. It's just me going, dildo sitting in pussy. Sitting in pussies, apparently. There you go.
You want
to
do
go to Schlurp. If you're in Oswestry, it's not a sex shop. It's a milkshake cafe shop.
Where's it located?
Oswestry.
Yeah, but where in Oswestry?
Fucking no.
I'll tell you now, my friend. It was located in, Church Street.
Yeah. Church Street, Oswestry, Owen. Yeah. Is where it's located. It's really nice. Shop, and they have like a little library section out there as well, I believe.
I've been told.
Yeah, it looks like a really sweet shop. I would love to go, genuinely, because we've talked about them enough. And also, as a little boost if you go to the shop and mention either of our podcasts. They will give you a
10%
insert that 10% discount, not 25% like I was going to say. A 10% discount. And also, when you do go, do us a favor, please tell them never to listen to our ad breaks.
Yeah, no, for real.
Because like, if I go there and they're like, "So, what's the name of our shop?" I'm gonna be like, "Shit."
Why do you talk about penis all the time when you try to talk about our store? Yeah, like, you know, like, what? I don't know.
Also, by the way, penis. That's my
thank
one
you.
Per
yep,
episode.
We got it. Yeah, they have all desserts and whatnot that you need to.
Hardcock's going in purses. Please slurp.
Slurp. Fucking hell.
Sucking on a hard dick, Schlump.
I hate the space that you've created here. As always, if you enjoy our
talk
program,
about straight up fucking Schlump.
Please stop this. As always, if you enjoy our program, you can go over to, you know, your favorite social media network and mine, Twitter. It's hot garbage. There's a fucking slogan for you. And follow us on there to see all the news and updates and whatnot about our program. If you do, you might get a shout out on the show. I'm not above shouting out podcasts. You know, if you follow us, you like Cheaper by the Dungeon follows us. They're a D&D actual play podcast, and they actually update, unlike ours. So maybe go listen to them, because apparently they're actually popular. They've got like over 2,000 followers on Twitter. Like, they're a popular D&D podcast, and for some reason they follow us. So that's fun. So go follow them because they make good content. Jay, have you enjoyed your time here in the spa?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm glad you've got your clothes off.
Yeah. Wait. No. Right. Sorry. I had a flashback. That's the last time someone said that to me, everything went dark.
Wow. Oh. Okay.
Not in a like a date rape way, Jay. Like in a.
Okay.
Like in a, I had, you know, fun consensual sex with this person. That hasn't happened for a long time. Good. But you know, it's been about 3 years.
It's always good to do that. For sure. As we've established.
Consensual sex.
Yes.
Oh, actually, I need to tweet Hannah. Just quickly load up Twitter here. Do a joke to lead us back into the main port of the podcast while I tweet your girlfriend. Is Jay an excellent lover?
I can't, because you just said, you were just talking about consensual sex, and then going, I need to tweet your girlfriend. Now I'm concerned.
Don't be concerned.
Oh, no. Owen,
what?
The problem with the spa.
What's the problem with the spa?
You know the people that died earlier?
Yeah.
I found where they've disposed of them.
Oh, that's what the smell was.
Yeah, we should probably get out.
Yeah, I should probably leave this.
Probably get out, head back to the main portion of the podcast.
Okay, let's go do that. Let's go head back to the main bulk of the episode, and we'll see you all there. Thank you. So join us there. Thank you. Bye. Hello, welcome back. I know, it's a bad smell, right? It's so much better now that we're out of it.
Sorry, that human was really not well done.
No, what?
What?
Welcome back to The Blockening. It's a new portion of the podcast where we try and get blocked by everyone on Twitter. I'm now going to try and get blocked by Jay's girlfriend. And send tweet. So we'll stay up to date on that. I'm probably going to get blocked on Twitter, and Jay might be single.
And then I'll be the world's class sad man.
Haha! Unfortunately, Jay, that position is already taken by me.
Actually, that position is taken by the entirety of every university student body.
That is true. I have heard that. To be fair,
apart from the ones on drugs. They're really sad.
They're all... Yeah, well, that's just their life, unfortunately, and it's terrible for them. Drugs aren't funny, man, apart from when they are. Have you got one? Or do you want me to do another one?
Oh, I'll do another one.
Was that Heil do another one or Oh do another
no,
one?
No, it was Ho do another one.
Oh, you're just calling me a ho. Well, you're a fucking dick. Okay, this could be fun. I've got the one here from our unofficial sponsor, JediesParadise.com. Jay, I have to ask you a question, my friend.
Don't.
The question is this: have you ever felt like this?
What?
Have strange things happen? Are you going round the twist? That's the name of the show. It's called Round the Twist.
Remember the show? I remember it being really weird and creepy.
Yeah, it was weird as fuck. So the Twist family—they've moved to a lighthouse in Australia, And it's a haunted lighthouse.
Excuse me, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's pronounced Ostrar!
Sorry, in Ostrar, Eamon is going to kill me at the end of this, because I've already told him he's a bastard for making me look at the Star Wars droids thing. And he is also Australian.
Hold on, I'm looking at the characters, and I love that Tony Twist has just Tony Twist, and then brackets, and then quote marks, Dad.
Yeah, he's the dad.
Yeah, well, they could have just put Dad. Why is Dad in what?
Because that's what all the kids call him. He's called Dad to the kids.
Yeah, but like we could infer that from the fact that he's their fucking dad. Why does it need to be a separate, like, you may not know this, but his secret nickname is Dad. No, that's just what they call him. His name is Tony, but they call him Dad. Isn't that fucking Hammer shit? Dad Tan or whatever the fuck?
Dad Tan. I forgot about Dad.
Alright? He's just a dad. This is stupid.
Okay, here's what we do for Rama Twist. So the dad Tony.
Oh, no, here we go. Other characters. This guy's called like Matron Cecilia. That's fine. Okay, it's not fucking inherent why she's mate. Or this other dude, Rabbit. That's fine. Or Tiger. Why Dad? Why?
You're getting your.
They could just put Tony Twist, Pete's dad. Cool.
So around the twist.
And why are Pete and Linda identified by each other? Pete Twist is Linda's twin brother. Cool, who's Linda? Linda Twist is Pete's twin sister. Great! What else?
So around the twist then, it's a show and there's a haunted lighthouse. And the family always find ghosts in the lighthouse. And it was very, very, very spooky. So how do you think we can ruin around the twist? There's a lot of like very body horror. There's a lot of body horror shit we can do in here.
Is there what the? I don't remember. I remember the show creeping me out. I don't actually remember what actually happened in the show.
The last lighthouse keeper has a cat called Bad Smell, which is a very good name for a cat. There was a character called Dead Ned who was a skeleton that lived on the toilet.
I'm not really seeing a lot of the body horror. I'm just seeing a bunch of fucking.
Go on the Jedi's Paradise link and you'll see what he's doing with his mouth and you'll see what I mean. There was a very funny episode, okay. And I'm gonna quote Rama Twist here, the Rama Twist page on Jedi's Paradise. One of the funniest things that happened to Pete is when he couldn't say a sentence without saying the words "without my pants" at the end of it. It was hilarious. That's a direct quote. Doesn't sound that funny, but here we are.
This website has somehow saved the podcast, but also is terrible.
Has made it worse.
What the fuck?
I know, right? So there's an image of the kid with an anus mouth.
See here! Tony Twist! Tony's the father. It's fine!
Jay, just calm down. You're too angry about the Wikipedia page. So how do you think we can ruin around the twist? We give all the characters that anus mouth, first of all, right? Well, that's the first thing we fucking do.
Or the mouth that Hara J. Gribble has in his portfolio. Because...
And I guess, I don't know.
Another quote from the website from Faye James. She is the school teacher that is attracted to Mr. Twist, who thinks she is a bit strange, but she like that.
But she do like that.
But she like
that. She like that, yes. She browed.
It really do be like that.
She browed. So, I think we can remember...
Damn, she browed.
I think we can make Rama Twist shitter by making it sort of like one of those ghost hunting shows. I mean, that could be a lot of fun, like, but with all the dumb shit still in it. So like, oh no, we've got a skeleton on the toilet here. Ooh, fuck. What do you think?
Move him. I need a shit.
We have one guy that just doesn't believe in it at all. Just like,
yeah,
whatever.
Can we make it so that it's like we have like people like it's us or something, and you're like, we're like filming it and everyone's there and everyone's like super into it. And it's like, we've done like a documentary, and it's like, everyone's like, oh my god. And it's like, Jay, there's a skeleton on the toilet, what do we do? And I'm like, I need a shit, move it, for fuck's sake, it's a prop, get out of the fucking way. And you're just, and then it's just like, this off-camera bit of just you pulling me aside, like, Jay, come on, like, get into the spirit of it. And I'm like, dude, I'll get into the spirit of it when you move the toilet, skeleton, so I can fucking shit.
Oh, Jay, I've been cursed, so I can only say without my pants at the end of every sentence, without my pants. What do we do without my pants?
Don't talk.
But Jay, I have to talk. The format demands it without my pants.
No.
But Jay.
Hold on, I got it. I'll use my magical ability. I'll slap it out of you.
Slap! I am the punchdown king, and then you should beat me up on camera.
Hey, Owen, I know how to fix that curse. How? I'll beat the fuck out of you, and I just start hitting you. I get like, I do that like kind of thing where like I grab hold of your collar and I'm just like pulling you into my fist.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bam, 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 bam.
And you're like, Jay, I still love you as a friend and colleague without my pants.
And I just fucking stamp on your face. And everyone's like, oh my god, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, well, he can't say without my pants now, can he? Fucking cunt.
Without my pants.
That's it. The show is actually just me beating
the show is just Jay murdering me on camera, which I think
we're actually no, we do round the twist, but it's in our office in the Alps and it's just me killing you.
There's a lot of weird shit in our office, so I think we could do a season of round the twist.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact you might not know about round the twist. Did you know that they didn't film any of the interior shots inside of a lighthouse and instead filmed them inside a studio? TV magic, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys, just in case you're wondering, I've got some more TV. Did you know that they actually didn't film Avengers during the middle of an alien invasion in New York?
What? But that was a documentary. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is this some
no.
shit?
They just got a bunch of people and sat in front of a green screen and filmed a mediocre film for 2 hours.
Here's another one from our unofficial sponsor, JanusParadise.com. This one, Jay, I'm going to say the title, and it's very good. So this one is called Dog Tanyan. And the Three Musker Hounds.
Eh?
You get it? Because it's like Doc Tanyan, but Dog Tanyan. And it's the Three Musketeers.
This has been Think of the Children.
What?
It's a premiere podcast where Owen left the show because he's terrible at his job. I will be taking over and replacing him with literally anything else.
Dog Tanyan and the Three Musker Hounds, Jay, was a children's animated series that was like the Three Musketeers, but with Dog. And that's it. That's the whole thing. But here's the fucked up part.
What if it's just like, what if we just do it the same, like we just do Three Musketeers. Not with dogs. We just redo Three Musketeers. It's super dark, super dramatic. Like, you know, it's like historically accurate, so you know it's fucked up and gross and weird. But there's just three dogs and we just follow them the entire time. Like there's no, like the dogs are in every shot and there'll be like some big epic sword fight going on and the camera will be like, you know, in like dogs, some documentaries where like it'll have the whole thing and it'll zoom in on a specific point. We'll do that but with dogs.
Sure, let's do it. The thing about
like oh, Apos is fighting off the evil dude and it's like, oh, there's a dog.
The thing about Dog Tanyan, you know, is, and this is the fucked up thing, all the fucking characters just have the same names they do in the novel. Except Doc Tanyan, who is called Dog Tanyan. Everyone else gets the same name, except Dog Tanyan, who gets the fucking bastardization.
Yeah, he's the rookie, isn't he?
No, that's what I'm saying. Every other character has the name they have in the book, but Doc Tanyan's name was the only one that was changed to Dog Tanyan. That's the joke, Jay. It's a funny goof.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Explain the joke to me.
Well, they changed it because he's a dog.
There it is. Okay, good. according to JanusParadise.com, did you know that this story was based on the book by Alexandre Dumas, The Three Musketeers?
Dumas? I barely even knew Mass. Oh, fuck. Oh, dude, in the sequel Return of Dog Tanyan, Juliet's married to Dog Tanyan.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. That's good. I'm glad that worked out for them.
Also, I hate to break it to you. How old is Dog Tanyan supposed to be? He looks like he's like a juvenile dog.
Yeah.
If it's 10 years later, half these dogs are fucking dead, man.
Yeah, man. Like dogs do not have that kind of lifespan.
Yeah. Like Cardinal Rich, the Cardinal, fucking.
Yeah.
Like he's clearly an old. He's clearly an old dog. He's dead.
He's dead, man. The Queen of France dead.
Milady dead.
Dead.
Count Rochefort dead. Sandy,
sorry,
I don't
sorry,
know what the fuck
sorry.
That is.
Milady is like she's a massive and charms most people with her sexy looks. She's a cat. This is the show that made furries, Jay. That's it. We remake it with furries. That's it. We've done it. Like, I hate this.
I like to imagine the behind the scenes shots of like they're filming it and all the furries are getting super into their roles and like the camera just pans over and it's us like in the watching booth and you're just going like, it's furries, Jay, it's furries, and I'm just sat there with like a 1,000-yard stare like into the corner of the room like the camera like we cut me into an interview later like office style. I've still got a 1,000-yard stare and I'm just like, you know, he said, do you want to do one more or do you want to cut it off here? And I was like,
I wish I'd cut it off.
Now I'm watching two furries fuck each other.
It's not porn. It's just it's all tastefully shot. It's
yeah,
all like
you're in the background of the interview going, "It's all tastefully shot. We need the fuck scenes." I'm like, Owen, this is a scene where they're in a market and they're buying apples.
Look, man, if we make this for somebody, for someone will buy that. If we make furry porn of D'Artagnan and the Three Musketeers, someone will fucking buy that shit. I guarantee you.
I didn't even notice that there's, like, episode titles in the corner of Jedi's Paradise.
Yeah. The Blue Falcon. So in the Blue Falcon, Captain Falcon from Smash Brothers just turns up, and that's fun. They've misspelt the title of one of the episodes, so this one's just called Milad's Revenge, which is very good.
Alright, Milad, what are you doing?
Alright, Milad. Oh,
he's like, alright, Milad, what are you doing? This man killed my father. I wish to eviscerate him on every
That's a fun running joke in the series. D'Artagnan keeps calling Milady Milad.
It's like a Gloucestershire accent out of nowhere.
You're right, Milad. Yeah, it's all French until Milady turns up. It's like, you're right, Milad.
And she's like, Mommy, this car.
She's That's Japanese for some reason. Why not?
she's a cat. Yeah. She's a Neko. She's actually Milady Neko.
She's a Neko girl. She's a fun cat girl.
Neko woman. Baka Neko woman. Oh, and it's not like I liked doing this podcast or anything with you, Baka.
Let's just end it then, shall we? Thank you so much for joining us for our broadcast.
I wasn't sure if I was like, let's just end it, and I was just going to hear like a gunshot or like a noose tightening. Like, oh yeah, let's just end it.
Thank you for joining us for our broadcast this evening. If you liked our show, you can support us in a number of ways. You can go over to twitter.com, which is a website, and follow us on there. We're at TOTCcast. You can also find us on Facebook. You can just search for TOTCcast. It'll get you there. We have a Discord server. There's a pinned tweet on our Twitter, and it's also in the show notes. And you can join us over there. We take suggestions. We chat to people. It's a fun time. You can hang out with people like Battlecry, like Amelia Oganyan, like a Teacup Gamer, like Frankeltank, like that one guy Jim, and like Eamon, and so many more.
Like me, and I'll just drop random shit in there that I find on Reddit.
Yeah, he does that. It's great. It's a fun time. So you can do that if you like. Also, if you like the show, you can go over to iTunes. I haven't asked you for this one in a while, so you weren't expecting it. If you liked it, you can go over to iTunes and give our show a 5-star review. That'll really help us get through the algorithms, and more people will see the show. More people see the show, more suggestions. More suggestions, more good comedy goof content, which is really what you want. You can also do some other shit, probably. Oh, fucking no. There's probably some other ways to support the show. What is it, Jay?
It's not like we want you to support the show or anything, Barker.
You can also tell your friends about the podcast. That would really help us out. Word of mouth is the best way to spread the show around. We can only do so much. We don't pay to advertise the show. So if you could share us around, we would really, really appreciate that. Just turn it. You know, if you've got a friend that's like, man, I want to listen to some podcasts, but I'm sick of listening to fucking
Critical Role
and the McElroy brothers and Joe
Rogan.
Your
friend's like, man, I'm sick of listening to good podcasts.
I'm sick of listening to good podcasts. I wish I could
podcast for you, my boy. Once they talked about furries fucking and just straight up dick.
For real, though, if you suggest to your friends, we would greatly, greatly appreciate that. If you don't want to support your show word of mouth, go fuck yourself. But also, you can give us some money if you prefer to do it that way. You can go over to patreon.com/TOTCcast and give us a small monthly donation. It really, really helps us out. And you can join us. You can join the other patrons, such as Jelly and Sarah Meaden, for their continued patronage. Thank you so much for helping us keep the show going. Yeah, if you join Patreon, you can get fun access to bonus content. We're going to have some more stuff up there for patrons. More goals, more rewards, more reward tiers, more shit. Constantly in the Patreon. There's probably some stuff in there from this episode that I've cut out because it was bad, because we kind of lost steam towards the end there because it's like midnight and I'm sick as a dog. So,
and I've got to read a dissertation yet.
And Jay's got to read a dissertation. I still have not been blocked by Hannah on Twitter, which is very upsetting. Tell your girlfriend to hurry up and block me, Jay. Jesus Christ, you've got only so much fucking time in the world. I think that's everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just a quick update about what's going on with the show. Next week will be our last episode for the year. That will be coming out the 19th, probably. We've kind of moved off from a Wednesday release date to sort of just like, yeah, it comes out every week. Can't tell you when, but it's coming out. So that'll be and that's the provisional date will be the 19th. That'll be our last show for the year. We will not be doing any more episodes until January 9th. That'll be when our episode... That's when we will resume after Christmas break. So episode 30. Check us out. next week for our holiday special. Make sure you send in your holiday theme suggestions, because it's going to all be about Christmas and other holidays. Tell us what you'd like from your childhood in that times, and we'll do our best to destroy them in a grim ritual. Jay, I think it's about that time. Let's fucking put an end to this podcast already.
Yeah.
What parting advice do you want to give to our wonderful, wonderful listeners this week?
Listen, I've had a lot of problem with labelling today, I think. What with the dog Tanyan and the dad. Just, like, if your character's going to be identified by something, make it clear what they actually are. You know, be like, this guy is this name. This is what he is. Not, this guy is this name. Nickname. But he's also just, that's what his nickname is. Like, if you have a character who's a fireman, and his name's like, this is Sam. Dave Jeffrey, fireman, in quotation marks after it. No! It's not how that works. I don't do that.
You're still too annoyed about this. You need to...
I'm unreasonably upset. It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense.
Do you have any funny parting advice?
No.
Brilliant.
It's been a long 2 weeks, my dude.
It's been a long 2 weeks.
I'm tired. I would like to say, I am very sorry to anybody who actually reads anything I write, because I was like, I'm going to put something out by the end of November, and then I didn't even try. But hopefully Christmas will be more relaxed for me, because all I have to do is revise. I mean, I have to write a report on coding, but I can also do that. But hopefully I will have something soon. May not be Wanderers Realm, it may just be something I write when I'm bored. But I think I should plug that.
I think that's it then, Jay. Am I correct? Is that everything? We got it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, cool. That. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Real quick, though, if you support showing that rape scene in Sword Art Online, you are a human garbage man that needs to live in the sewer. My name has been Owen Piper.
I'm someone who doesn't say their name at the end of the podcast for less than $30,000.
And I'm going to go back to play Smash Brothers. Fuck all y'all. This is for fucking it. Let's do this. Fucking let's go, boys. We got it in one. Fuck all
Owen,
of you.
Owen, the ventilation is powered by the generator.
No, don't worry about it.
Like, there's no...
But Jam about to unlock Cloud, though.
It's Cloud, isn't it?
Yeah, Cloud's in Smash, man. Everyone's in Smash.
I'd fuck Cloud.
Everyone would fuck Cloud. I'll tell you if I unlock Cloud.
Can we watch porn on this thing?
No, it's rigged only to play Smash Brothers, I'm afraid. If you want, Cloud's fucking me very hard right now. So, like, there's that.
I'm going to punch you in the side of the head. Are you ready?
Wait, no, what? No, don't.
Three,
Jay, no, stop.
Two,
no,
one.
Jay,
bang!
Ah, fuck you, bastard. Fuck you. Drink the water.